have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
My sins sinful ways have caused you so much pain. Doing things you told me not to do. Lord, I need a healing touch from you. So I asked the Lord if he would change my heart. A touch from you would provide a brand new start. Change my heart and my spirit be renewed.
Oh, yeah.
Lord, I need a healing touch from you. Feels like I'm so
question.
I ask myself,
can he really, really love?
Can he love me? Hold me in my integrity. Change my heart.
Thank you. Praise the Lord, everybody. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Listen, I want to ask for forgiveness for being tardy. Amen. Y'all know I'm in the process of moving and having all these people in and out of the house doing different things that I want, my husband and I want done. But on tonight, we give God glory. I hope there are some of you out there tonight that can hear my voice and let me know if you're on tonight, if you can hear me clearly, because I'm now in the process of driving, but I'm here tonight. Amen. I thank God. Hallelujah. When I'm able to get on, I thank God. Hallelujah. Y'all let me know if you can hear me well. If anybody's on, let me know if you can hear me well. I do honor the Lord on tonight. I give God glory and praise for you. Go ahead. Call a neighbor. Tag a friend. Let them know that I'm here tonight. Come on, let's get them on, because tonight we're going to do something different. And we're going to open up the phone line. So if y'all will go ahead and begin to tag, you hear me loud and clear. Thank you, woman of God. If you would begin to go ahead and tag, we will go ahead and get ready to open up these phone lines in just a few minutes. I'm so excited. I'm just running, y'all, you know, I'm running. Got a lot of things on the table, got a lot of things on my plate. But one thing I know I got on my plate, and that is I must obey God. I have to obey God. I have to do what God is calling me to do. I don't care how I feel. I don't care what's going on. I must. Listen, I have a charge to keep, and I have a God to glorify. It doesn't matter how I feel. When God says go, you got to go. When God says move, you got to move. If God says sing, you got to sing. Whatever God tells you to do, you got to be in a place where you are just willing and obedient, amen, to do what God has called you to do. And I'm in that place. I've been in this place for a mighty long time. And listen, I ain't got tired yet, right? I have not gotten tired yet. So I thank the Lord on tonight. I give God praise for my husband, amen. I give God glory for him. But most of all, I thank him for my partner, my friend, my sister, Dr. Kimmy Kim and the Elation family. Y'all give it up for them. Amen. Hallelujah. She keeps me on my toes. Amen. Glory to God. I just thank her, amen, for all that she does for me. Amen. Hallelujah. To nobody else. But I really thank her for what she does for me. I'm telling you, y'all. She just opening up some doors for me, and I thank God for using her. And she's not selfish with her gifts, her time and her talent. And I thank God for that, because you don't find people like that in this time. And these days, everybody is looking, they all out for themselves. It's all about them. It's all about what they want to do. It's all about the almighty dollar. But don't y'all know that the United States don't have no money? Don't you know that money that the $20 bill, it says it's just a reserve note? Look on the back of it. Flip it over if you think I'm lying. It's a reserve note. So therefore, it really is, oh, y'all don't realize, y'all don't watch the stock market to see how much value that the dollar bill has. It's not probably even worth 11 cents. It may be worth a little bit more than that, but I'm just exaggerating right now. But I do thank God on tonight. We're going to go ahead with a word of prayer. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I need somebody that's out there. I mean, I listen, y'all. I just can't believe I was late. Amen. But we do give God honors. Father, we thank you on tonight, hallelujah, for those that are assembled on the line, those that show up every week, those that are tuned in, oh God, by way of whichever form of internet, whichever form of whatever kind of connections they have, oh God, I thank you on tonight for them, that they make it here every week, week after week, amen, to hear what you have to say through me. And God, and just for that alone, God, I give you praise on tonight, because people don't have to take out their time, amen. People don't have to do it, but I appreciate them on tonight. So Father God, help me to digress so that you may increase in me, so that you can get all the glory. Father, help me to speak a word into their lives on tonight. Let you speak directly to their needs tonight, God. Wherever there is a need, God, speak to their need. Whatever they're lacking, God, I speak that there shall be nothing lacking, missing, or broken in their lives. Father, we thank you on tonight. Father, we glorify you on tonight. Lord, we give you glory. We give you praise. We give you honor because you alone are worthy. And so for that, God, we just say thank you, Jesus. We say thank you, Father. We say thank you, and we just bless your holy name. So listen, the Lord, I was reading something on yesterday. I just read it. You know what I mean? I have to go. Sometimes I have to read certain things more than once, maybe twice, and then begin to get in my spirit. And I'm telling you guys that God, I made a post yesterday, I think it was, and I was saying that God is taking the magicians out of the pulpit, right? I had one man who says, well, when did God put him in the pulpit? Well, let me just say this, and I don't know if he's listening or not, but if he is, then here is the answer. I don't like to really go back and forth with people, but I will. Some days you catch me on the right day, I will go back and forth with you. I told him in his scripture, hallelujah, that the magicians thought that they were God. The magicians thought that they knew more than the prophets. And it is written. I ain't going to give the scripture. I'm going to let y'all go look it up, you Bible scholars. It's a free course tonight. Go look it up. And so they thought they knew more than God. So they were doing the things. They were working. They thought they were working miracles. They were just working sorcery, familiar spirit of divination, all of that in a bag of chips, right? And so he want to know, well, God never put the magicians in the pulpit. I said, well, let me say this, sir. The Bible declares that gifts and callings are without repentance. Sometimes God didn't put them there, but there are some who got delivered and got set free, right? And when they got delivered and or set free, they answered the call that was on their life. Now, the call was already there. There are a lot of people walking around right now who have a call of ministry, who have a call of the prophetic on their life, who have a call to be a prophet, an evangelist, a teacher, a pastor, amen, or an apostle. That's on their lives right now. But they have not answered the call. So therefore, they're just doing any and everything. They're out there doing everything they want to do. They're sinning. They're getting down. They're partying. They're doing what they want to do, right? So, but they have not yet. But they can prophesy, some of them. And they can, this is what they do. They may tell you something, girl, well, I wouldn't go there because I'm telling you, I see something bad going to happen. You're like, girl, how you know that? You know what I mean? You don't know what you're talking about. But they do know what they're talking about because the gift is there. One thing you cannot overlook the gift. If they're anointed to do certain things, they're just anointed, but they have not answered the call. So until a person answers the call of God, give their lives to the Lord and get filled with the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost is a teacher and a keeper. The Holy Ghost will teach you and guide you into all truth. So until they get all of that and have the components, then when they answer the call, then they move to whatever area that God has assigned or ordained for their lives. Now, but before then, no, God ain't putting no pimp in, no magicians. Oh, I said pimp. Y'all heard that, right? He ain't putting no whoremongers. He ain't putting no drug addicts. He ain't putting no, junkies. Yo, I was just throwing a lot of stuff. You know, I'm saying a lot of stuff because you want to try to sum me up, but I'm going to sum you up because I'm going to hit what you're dealing with. Stop playing. Stop playing with real men and women of God with this foolishness. You must be dealing with something while you come out. Like, when did God put him in the pulpit? Well, when did you see him put him in there? You just came to the Lord. Now, when you get some years under your belt, staying in the will of God and not quitting every week, staying in the will of God and not falling out every day because you didn't get your way, then you can come talk to me. Until then, keep reading your word. Keep reading your word. Keep reading your word. So on tonight, y'all, I just wanted to give y'all that little bit because, you know, I was like, okay, he's trying to challenge me, and he ain't even been delivered. He ain't even been saved. He don't have 5 years under his belt. So come on, don't do that, you know. You know, it's always a man that want to come for me. Always a man. You know, it's been like that for years. I'm so sick of that. I'm over that. You know, there is, you know, when it comes to the things of God, there is no female or male. We are all the same when it comes to our gifts and callings. It ain't no big you or no little I, no little me. No. Lord, the Lord have mercy. So anyway, we got to get the understanding of that, you know, clearly, because a lot of people are not even walking in there. They're God-given calling or anointing or office because of the male seed bashing them and making the woman feel less than, you know, because God she have a call of God on her life. Don't do that. Because you're not walking in what God called you to, don't knock nobody else. Just because you see them operating in their full capacity with God has given them, your job is to pray for them. He told Apostle Paul said, help those women that labor in the gospel. So why are you fighting us? Amen, is my question tonight. Or is it something that you lack that we have? And you know what I'm saying? It's got to be some kind of lack. Because you wouldn't keep messing with the women that are, especially those who are doing what God has called them to do. And they're not trying to be in nobody else's lane. They ain't trying to be on nobody. They ain't trying to even walk with you. We're by ourselves. Amen. Glory to God. So we're going to go ahead, amen, and go ahead and open up these phone lines. And I will do my best to speak into your life as the Spirit of the Lord give me utterances. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know how many of you on here tonight. Amen. I really don't care how many of you on here tonight, but if you're on here tonight, that means that you were here. You were meant to be here. You were destined to be here. It was predestined before we ever even knew who we were. And so because you made it tonight, tonight is your night. And we believe God has a word just for you. Amen. Dr. Kimmy, is okay if we could open up these phone lines, amen, and let me speak prophetically as the Lord would give it to me into their lives. Now, if he don't give me nothing to say to you, then it is what it is, amen. But just know that God loves every one of us on tonight. Just know that he knows the plans that he has for us, and they are plans of good and not of evil. God knows our expected end. I'm trying to tell you, y'all may think that, you know, because everything happens bad for you. I had one lady said, well, are you going to be able to help me? And then, you know, she just went on talking crazy to me. And, well, I said, ma'am, I'm very busy. I have people that I cover. You know, you have a pastor. I don't mind praying for you, but you can't call me 25 times a day. I don't have that kind of time for no one. Amen. Sometimes, and I really don't want to hurt her feelings, but I'm about to tell her, maybe you need to go to your pastor. That's who you need to be calling. I'm not your pastor. You know, and then they be so, get rude and nasty. You know what I'm saying? And that's the wrong spirit to have when you inbox me, when you call me through Messenger. You know, don't do that. You know, you got to have respect for me anyway, because if you don't respect the anointing that's on my life, I don't have time to even talk to you, really, because I'm taking out my time to do so, and it's just because I love God's people. Amen. It's not that I have to. I'm only the ones that God has placed in my hands are those that I'm assigned to, and I must take out time for them. I must guard them and watch over them and protect them. Amen. And counsel with them. But anybody else, I do it because I love God's people. Amen. So I don't like it when somebody just be demanding. You know what I mean? I'm like, say, baby, my husband don't even be doing all that. So where you going? That's the only one I submit to like that, honey. Come on. So anyway, I'm just trying to, you know, let y'all know, you know, church people can be so, I'm not going to even say church people. I'm going to say all people. When they want something that you have, when they want your gifts, when they want whatever you got, your talent, your money, your clothes, whatever they want from you, they will go to the extreme till they get it. All right? Ain't nobody going to pimp me over here. I'm not a prostitute. Amen. Oh, look at all that work they done. I am not a prostitute. And you will not pimp the Holy Ghost that's on the inside of me. Even those that are you that come on this airway and you come on and you cannot be respectful enough to say hello, when I give y'all the outline, you know, tell me what city and state you're chiming in from, and if you have a prayer request, and if I ask you how you're doing and you don't have enough respect to say how are you, then I don't feel like I need to, you know, even go any further, because it's disrespect. We got to learn to respect each other. Amen. We got to learn how to respect. And when people don't respect you, then you need to, you know, move yourself out of the equation. I'm talking real good. I'm talking better than y'all clapping. I'm talking better than y'all sharing. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling y'all, when people don't respect the anointing that's on your life, it's time to say deuces. Amen. I'm not going to let nobody talk to me like I'm a dog, because my mother didn't have it. right? I'm human. I have feelings just like everybody else. I go through things just like everybody else. I just may not go through the way you go through, but I deal with day-to-day situations, right? And as you mature in the things of God, there are some things you handle totally different than your younger self, or then there's some people that's older than you that act a fool. So, well, then anybody, just let me say that. But we must understand that you don't call leaders like that and be so overbearing and don't respect their time, you know, and then calling folks late at night. You don't do that. I'm married. That's crazy. I don't care if you're a male or female. Don't disrespect my home, because I would disrespect you real nice, real quick. I'll get you up off of me in Jesus' name. In love now, but in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. We're not weak over here. You know, sometimes some people take your kindness for weakness, and they think that's because you're saved, Dr. Kimmy Kim, and you're nice and you're polite and you're courteous, that you have to always let them walk over you. But the devil is a liar. This is our season where nobody will walk over you, because God is raising you up in the presence of your enemies. Yes, Lord. I'm talking to Dr. Kimmy Kim tonight. Hallelujah. She has authoritative a position. Amen. On every job she's been in. And so she's had the authority, and she has people under her. Amen. And even those that may be over her. But listen, what I'm trying to say is you don't talk to and treat people like they're dogs, right? You treat them with the respect that you want to get back. You got to give it in order to get it, right? So tonight we're going to go ahead and good to have y'all on with me. It's so good. I'm so glad Dr. Kim again, my friend. I'm telling you, Lord, I just thank you for it. That's all I'm going to say. But we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines. And when she opens up these lines, I want you guys to tell me your city and state. Your name, please. Your city and state. Amen. And that's where you're chiming in from. And what is it that you want God to do for you? All right, or whatever your prayer request is. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Y'all know I don't agree with unspoken prayer requests. I don't stand in agreement with that because I don't want to come into agreement with something that God, you know, didn't want me to come into agreement with. But if you state what you're, you know, seeking the Lord for, then we'll be more than happy to pray with you. So we ready, Dr. Kimmy Kim. Let's open up these phone lines. And we're going to speak as the Spirit of the Lord gives me utterances. Now, if you don't say nothing, then I'm not going to say nothing, but I will obey the voice of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So we're just waiting right now for clearance for her to be able to open up the phone line. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can y'all still hear me? Glory to God. Glory to God. We thank God on tonight. Waiting for clearance. Waiting for clearance. We're just waiting for clearance. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter. Good evening, this is Minister KV from the Brookhaven area, Brookhaven, Mississippi, on the map. Amen.
All right. Woo, woo, woo. How's it going on tonight?
It's just kind of hot.
It is. It's been raining here. I mean, I've been in the rain all day, but it's all is well. All is well. Is there a prayer request that you have tonight, woman of God?
Just continue to pray for my strength in the Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, Father, you have heard the request of Minister KB. And Father, we just thank you on tonight for her light. We thank you, Lord God, for her spirit, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you're raising her up right in before her eyes, Father. You're doing things for her that has never been done. And Lord, I thank you for what you're doing for her spiritually soul. So Father, on tonight, Lord God, we ask for strength like no other that reaches to her. Father God, I ask that you move by your power, by your might, by your strength. Move in her life, God. Move in her children's life. Move in her husband's life.
Yeah.
Father God, I thank you for the whole family unit. God, do as only you can. Father God, I thank you now for opening up her mind to be able to comprehend more of you, God. Oh, God, I thank you that you are taking her from faith to faith and glory to glory. And, Father, I thank you tonight that you're about to do something that's really going to blow her mind. And she will know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are with her and you have been with her. Hallelujah. And nothing. After this, woman of God, I hear the Lord say, after this, you will know that God is with you. Hallelujah. After he does this thing, I don't know what he's going to do, but he said you're going to know that he's with you. And you won't second guess. You're not going to second guess. You won't flinch because you're going to know that the Father is with you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I even feel a little anxiety type thing where, as it pertains to the job, I feel like sometimes, you know, things are going on and you know, it's like the people are causing you to, you know, it's just like it's a little crazy. Some crazy stuff is happening right there in your office. And it's I feel like, you know, when I say anxiety, I mean, I don't mean like anxiety that it's going to be hard, but it just makes, you know, you just, not that you're timid or none of that. It's just that you don't like confusion and you can feel it and sense it. And people are acting different with you. And that's because of your new stance. That's because of your new walk. And there are some people, they're acting different with you. They're treating you different. And it seems as though things are being on a slow stand concerning your money. But Shanda Basaya, God be God, and I know that he's God. He's getting ready to shake some stuff up. Hallelujah. And if they don't pay you and if they don't give you your money, guess what's going to happen to them? The one who has the stroke of the pen to give it to you going to be gone if they don't pay you what stole you. Because listen, God said when the thief is found, come on here, hallelujah, the thief got to pay you back 7 times that which what he stole. Lord have mercy. And God is not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he should have to repent. If God said it, he's going to surely bring it to pass. And that is the word of the Lord for you on tonight. You go and you be blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Serving the Lord is paying off for you. It's paying off for you. Serving the Lord is paying off for you right now. That is the word of the Lord for you on tonight. I love you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Stay on the line.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good, Dr. Apostle Sylvia Hanna. How you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing well this evening. How are you?
All well, Minister Emma from Brookhaven, Mississippi. Woo-woo.
God bless you. Woo-woo.
Amen.
Yes,
ma'am. Yes,
Lord. Is there a specific prayer request?
Yeah, yes, ma'am. Maybe like a week ago, I had some blood work again, but I don't claim it. They told me my kidney was trying to go down a little bit, and they wanted me to say to hydrate myself, drank a lot of liquor and stuff. So I'm just declaring to creep when I go back in July that, hey, that my kidney's back where it needs to be. I'm sorry about that noise. I can't reach you right now. I'm very sorry.
Okay, amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you tonight for Minister Emma. We pray right now for her kidneys, Father, that they are working fine. They are functioning well. They are doing what they're supposed to do, God, that her levels will come back to normalcy. Father, I thank you right now that all is well because she have declared it and she have decreed it. And you say if she declare a thing, it shall be what she says. Father God, she will have what she say. And a good kidney, a great kidney, it belongs to her. And so we thank you now that as she begins to drink the liquids, drink what she needs to drink to have well, you know, they're making you drink the kidney for a reason. They're trying to flush things out. But, Father, we thank you now that there be no infection, that we thank you now that everything is flushing. Amen. We thank you now, oh, God, that everything will be well with her. We know it is already done in Jesus' name. Father, we just thank you on tonight. I celebrate you on tonight with her, God, because we know that's already done. Is anything too hard for God? No.
No.
It's not too hard for God. See, one thing, let me tell you what I hear the Lord say, that that was just a distraction. Hallelujah. The enemy been trying to throw distractions at you with your health lately.
Yes, little health issues.
You know, every time it's one thing, it's another. If it ain't this one, it's that. If it ain't that, because see what it is, it's like the doctors are fishing because there isn't anything. Mm-hmm. It's just they don't know what to say or whatever, so they just, you know, come up with, you know, different stuff. But these are just minor distractions. God said you walk right on over them distractions, continue to declare and decree, continue to speak over your life, continue to do what God has called you to do. You are fine. You are well in Jesus' name. And nothing shall come nigh your dwelling. No sickness shall come nigh your dwelling. You are well and fine in Jesus' name. And we declare and decree that on this weekend that you shall have bountiful blessings, in all of your endeavors, that God will bless you, enlarge your territory and your borders.
Amen.
And we thank God for you.
Thank you. Hallelujah. I thank God for your growth in him.
Keep plowing, says the Lord. God said, keep plowing. There's more plowing you got to do. He said, keep plowing. Hallelujah. There's more people out there that need what we have. Say, keep plowing. Keep plowing.
Amen.
You haven't even touched the surface. God said, you ain't even scratched the surface.
Mm,
and don't worry about their color of skin. Scratch the surface.
Yes.
Come on. You got to get to the surface.
Hallelujah.
Amen. There's so many people.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy. My Lord, have mercy. You know what I'm about to say. So God said, get the flower.
Hallelujah.
Get to work. Get to work. Get to work.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you for joining me on tonight. We bless the Lord for you. I love you.
Thank you. Love you more. God bless you.
God bless you. I accept. Hallelujah. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. I just feel that in my spirit. Hallelujah. Caller, you on the air with the apostle. I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name tonight. Y'all listen. He's done great things. He has done great things. He's doing great things. He keeps on doing great things over and over and over and over and over and over again. God is doing great things. Now, for those of you who I don't know where everybody is, because I know that those that are my intercessors, they need to be on the prayer line. I mean, on this prayer call tonight. I mean, on this broadcast tonight, because we talk about it. I mean, they said it this morning. So they should know. If it had not been posted today, you know that's just simply slipped our minds. And so they still should be here, right? Amen? They should be here. Y'all need to tag them and let them know they need to get on this line. I got to get up out of here. Where y'all at, people of God? Where you at? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I'm going to get them for not being on here. Amen. Caller, you on the air with the apostle. Glory to God. So the cat got everybody tongue tonight. Hallelujah. Bishop, they ain't saying nothing. I guess they want me to get up off of here. But the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. God is exalted. Hey, never be defeated. I won't be defeated. Never be defeated. Let me stop. Glory to God. Bishop, I just talked to you. They don't want to say nothing out there. They're not saying hello or anything. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
The devil is a liar. God is exalted on tonight. Hallelujah. We won't be defeated. We can't be defeated. We shall not be defeated because God is the greatest power, and we won't be defeated. Amen. Hallelujah. Where they at, Minister Emma? Minister KB, where they at?
They might be still rolling on the highway.
They may be still on the highway. Amen. Amen.
But they can pull in and pull over.
Yeah, they need to, that's right. Pull over. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes they be just sitting and listening. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But there is a word from the Lord. What did you say, Bishop? Yes, sir. Yes, they do. Hey, yes, they do. But you know what, y'all, we talk about the prayer line, right? And you know how you have people that come on every week. And on the prayer line, you know, we pray what we are asked to pray. And, you know, as you begin to pray, God will begin to open up more and we can go in depth. But this is what I want to say. You know, I just love it when, even a church, when you're in church, it makes the service flow when you can talk back to the leader. You know, they want to hear you talk. Just like teachers, as a teacher, I love when my students talk back to me. Even right now, I love it when they talk back to me. And so it's just letting me know that they are engaging, right? Amen. But then some of you just come on and you never say anything. And we thank God for you guys on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Caller, you on the air with the apostle? Well, Minister M, I think they want to just be quiet.
Well, I just inboxed Minister Ronnie, so the call in here, I saw her light on.
Oh, okay. Amen. Glory to God. Yes, they ought to know even if I don't post it, if I don't tell them I'm not coming, I'm coming.
Yes, ma'am. Amen.
The devil is a liar. God is exalted. But anyway, there have been some that have been inboxing me, and they're, and maybe y'all may be experiencing this, and if you are out there, if you hear me, if you come back by replay, listen to this. There are some people who have been hearing things in their head, and they are literally cursing. Well, let me say this, cussing God. And they're saying, you know, blank the church, blank the pastor, blank God, you know, and stuff like that. And they said, but that's not what I feel. That's not what I feel about God. There's nothing I ever want to say. But, you know, here's the thing. When you are coming into the things of God and you're trying to turn your life over and you have submitted your will to the Lord, you have given your life to God, then you also went the extra step to get the Holy Ghost, be filled with His Holy Spirit. What happens is the devil is mad because you once was a cusser, and he knew you was a cusser. He knew that was one of the major things that you did in a fighter. So what he did, now you switch partners. He want to make you cuss your God, right? He want to make you cuss your God, but you don't want to do it because you love God and you don't want to die and go to hell. So everybody needs to learn. 2 Corinthians 10:5, you know, my part where I just usually always go to, and this is when the enemy is talking, when you're hearing the chatter, when you're hearing all the noise, and you don't know what's really going on, and you just, you know, it's just a bunch of confusion in your head, and things are happening, and you don't know how to decipher that which is of God and which is of the devil, you know, but you know that this is not you, and you know that's not what the way you feel. I'm trying to tell people you need to learn that verse verbatim, recite it, amen, recite it. You got to do whatever is necessary, amen, whatever is necessary so that you do not keep sinning against God, because the enemy wants you cuss God. He want to make you use those cuss words. Amen. So 2 Corinthians 10th chapter and verse 5, it says, casting down imaginations, because it's not just one thing. It's not, you ain't going to just get one imagination. You're going to have a whole bunch of stuff going on in your head. Let me get up out of here. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring it into captivity, every thought, to the obedience of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. So you got to bring that stuff. You got to cast it down. When those negative thoughts come in your mind, what? Cast it down. When people are saying all kind of crazy stuff to you, you just cast that stuff down. Every thought that comes in your mind that is against or to try to be more than God, which the devil is the only thing that's going to try to take precedence. Well, not really, because you got me and your man probably trying to rule and control and try to take precedence more than God. But you got to cast that stuff down. The imagination, that's what that is, the imagination, the illusion, things that are not real, the things that the enemy is trying to play with and torment you, things that he's tormenting you with, you got to cast down those imaginations. You cannot allow what the devil is saying to you have more precedence or have more value than what God is saying, right? Glory to God, because, you know, you got to cast that stuff down. You got to cast it down. You got to cast it down.
Amen.
And that is the only thing, hallelujah, you got to be transformed. Your mind got to be renewed. You got to renew your mind.
Yes,
you
yes.
cannot get filled with the Holy Ghost and begin to still cuss and still to do the worldly things that you were doing. You got to change. Your mind got to be transformed to what God is trying to do in you, through you, and for you. You cannot stay in that same state of mind frame that you were in, right? You were in just cussing folks out, telling them off, fighting them, jumping on them, whatever. You cannot stay in that. You got to cast down that stuff. The imagination that tells you to go slap somebody. The imagination that tells you to fight somebody. You have no business fighting your sisters and brothers in Christ. Amen. That's out of order.
Amen.
Now, if
Amen.
Your brother or your sister offends you, you go to them and let them know what they've done so that they can get it right. But don't go around talking about it and you ain't went to them. That's out of order. Go to them and say, you lied on me. You lied to me. You lied against my name or whatever have you. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, it's so that you can get it right. But when you are a liar and you ain't really in God, you just perpetrating the fraud or you just, you know, just doing whatever you want to do. You know, those are the ones that will come in the house of God. They got the shout down right. They got the prayer down right. They got the dance down right. They can speak in tongues right. Come on. And so you think they're of God. And them be the same ones that try to pull everybody out of the church because they are a double agent. They're acting as a double
Amen.
Agent. They appear to be acting Christ-like, but then on the
yes.
other end, they're working for the devil. You be trying to, you know, tell them things, bring them in your circle, and they're tearing your circle up right beneath, underneath your nose, and you don't even see it because they got you fooled.
Amen.
Got to learn to cast this stuff down, y'all.
Yes.
Let me give you another meaning. Let me go to another book. Glory to God. Just to give you a little bit more understanding. Again, I am sitting in my car. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for this opportunity. All right. All right, so here's another thing, and we're going to go up a little couple of verses. It says, the world is unprincipled. It's a dog-eat-dog out. It's a dog-eat-dog out there. The world doesn't fight fair, but we don't live or fight our battles that way. We don't fight like the dogs and the cats. Come on here. Never have and never will. The tools of our trade aren't for marketing or manipulation, but they are for demolishing that entire massively corrupt culture. We use our powerful God tools for smashing warped philosophies, tearing down barriers erected against the truth of God, fitting every loose thought and emotion and impulse into the structure of life shaped by Christ. Our tools are ready at hand for clearing the ground of every obstruction and building lives of obedience into maturity. So when you begin to mature in this thing, you'll begin to act better. When you begin to grow in God for real and not doing what the devil wants you to do. Then you begin to grow in God. So cast this stuff down, y'all. We got to start casting this stuff down.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we don't cast it down, what will happen is the enemy will have you believing that God is speaking that stuff to you about that you don't want to go to church anymore. You don't want to serve God. You hate God. You hate God's people and all that. That's the devil. You know what I mean? That's the devil trying to get you out of the will of God because you're going to change partners. Amen. So we got to just be more mindful, be watchful and prayerful. Amen. Don't ever lose your ground now. You got the power. You got the ability to win every time. You just got to know how to continue to pray. You got to know how to continue to keep God first. You got to also know how to give things to God and stop trying to handle it on your own. Because when it comes to mind battles, listen, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. So you got to understand that the devil is always working. Amen. He's always working against us. And so that's the plan of the enemy. But we got to know more. We got to do better. And we got to pay attention. Amen. But we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Y'all know we ain't wrestling with each other. Come on. God never told us to fight each other. We're supposed to be loving on each other. But instead we fight each other because we're fighting stuff that we don't understand. Hallelujah. And we give God glory tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm so excited about what God is getting ready to do for you guys.
Yes. Hallelujah.
He's about to do some great things. He's about to show up in unprecedented ways. Y'all don't even realize. I really want to talk to y'all for these last few minutes about making sure that you prepare yourselves. People of God, I want y'all to understand these are some things that that are taking place even as I speak to you. You can pay attention to these signs. I don't know how many of you understand that the banks are shutting down. The big, larger banks are closing. You can ride around in your town. We have so many banks here in Mobile. It's crazy. But I can go by, I've passed by 15 major banks. They shut their doors, right? And so people are using those banks and making them out of other kind of businesses now. But the banks are shutting down. So what I'm trying to say to you is we're going to have to learn how to do like grandmama and grandpa and them used to do. You're going to have to get some of your money out the bank. Most of your money is you need to take it up out of the banks because the banks are about to shut down. We've been telling y'all this for years, well, at least for since 2020. So they're going to close. The bank's about to close. And you're going to have, you know, security. You don't want to have all your money in there and they close and you're not going to be able to get your money, right? So prepare yourselves. Find you somewhere where you can keep your money. And don't even try to keep it in those, what you call that, what you call those things that the banks have. You can go and put your money in those. Safe deposit box. Don't even try to do that because if the bank has shut down, they ain't gonna be able to open that part either. Come on now. So we gotta learn how God will show us what to do. He's not gonna leave us ignorant of Satan's devices, but this is a device and a tactic of the enemy. But these things are happening, they're being manifested right before our eyes. So we got to learn how to shut this stuff down. Amen. Get prepared as to what the Lord want to do, amen, want us to do, how we ought to save, how we ought to put up. I've been telling y'all for the longest about planting your own crops, amen. You know, it is very wise because for some of you, I know y'all been in the stores. I don't even go in the stores anymore, but I have my groceries delivered. But for those who've gone in the stores, I've seen, you know, I hadn't seen the news in months and months and months. But, because I really don't like the news. I'm not a news kind of person. You know, I haven't even went in the dark way up. It's been a minute. I'm just, you know, just sitting back because all the stuff I'm seeing is what has already been spoken. So it's not, you know, redundant to me to keep going over and over and over. But we're in a time where we got to pay attention. There are a lot of things that people are saying that there are a lot of shortages. So if there are shortages in the stores right now, what do you think going to happen, right? We are in a recession. People, wake up. Don't let your president tell you we're not in a recession. We are in a recession. Amen. And, you know, we got to just pay attention. We got to be aware. Amen. And, you know, it's going to come a time, you know, African Americans are the only ones I know that cannot live with each other. They cannot have a whole 15, 20 family members in one house. Amen. Them Vietnamese, them Asians can come over here in our country. It could be 30 of them in one house, a three-bedroom, one bath, and they can live together, pool their money together, send their monies back home, getting another family member out, and opening up a business, after which our government gives them $100,000 for free. They're the only ones I know, and they can live raw. They're going to keep their Japanese cars. They're going to have their Toyotas and those Camrys, the Lexuses or whatever. They're going to keep those vehicles because that's what they stand on. And they're going to have nice houses. You know, first they're going to have them little bitty houses, but the more money they start to make, they're going to get them bigger houses. And that's how they do. They bring their people here. We cannot live together. African Americans cannot live as family members together and pool their money because they're going to think somebody, it's always a struggle. It's going to, you know, but it don't have to be, but that's just the way it is. So we just got to begin to try to, you know, if you can help your family members, try to tell them what is here. This thing is here right now. You know, it just hadn't hit hard as it is going to hit. I'm telling y'all, next couple of years, it's going to get worse, right? I'm just trying to prepare y'all. Y'all can't say I didn't ever say that. You'll say, well, that's it. So it's going to get worse. But for us, we just got to stand fast. Hold on to your faith in God. That's all you got. Yes. Hold on to your faith.
Amen.
God ain't going to, he's never going to leave his children out there stranded. No, that's not the kind of God we serve. Mm-hmm. Now, yes, he chastises us. Yes, he whoops us. Yes, he does, for our disobedience. But he's not going to leave you out there and you try to do his will. No. It's going to be hard for others because they don't want to listen. They don't want to take heed. But y'all take heed and do what is necessary. Don't put all your money. If you got $1,000 and got $2 million in the bank, honey, you better get some money out so you can have some cash. Even though the money is depreciating, and I would suggest that y'all start taking hundreds and going and get you some coins, investing you some silver, because silver will be the currency. Amen. You know, gold has been there, but the silver is going to have a lot of weight. Amen. So y'all just pay attention to the signs. Don't say that you don't know, and don't act blind when you see it. Just say, well, okay, God, you told us this. So we got to know how to do. We got to know how to maneuver in times like these. God does not want us ignorant. He won't have us ignorant. Mm-hmm. He always have us speaking, what is taking place, what is to take place. We just got to pray against China. 2025 could be the year they want to come and invade, by that time. So y'all just don't know. They probably waiting on Putin to finish up what he's doing. And then what it's doing is just, and I don't understand why I don't understand how the United States don't know Putin is one of the richest men ever. How do you think about shutting down his money from the United States don't stop his money? That man he got more money than we do. You know what I'm saying? When I say we, I'm talking about the United States. He is the wealthiest man. I don't know what make us think that he, won't have resources. And then, I just believe China is waiting on the United States to keep plummeting all their money over there in the Ukraine. And then they're going to come in and bite us, and we ain't going to even know we've been bit. So we got to be watchful. So therefore, that's why God have intercessors on the wall praying, around the clock praying. Amen. So that this doesn't take place. Amen. So I just thank you guys on tonight for tuning in, staying with me. And for those who may be listening, I praise God for you. Hope that you've gotten some out of tonight's broadcast. And if you didn't, just come back and meet me on next week. The same Jesus time, same Jesus station. We're going to still be preaching truth. Amen. Because the truth is what's going to stand. Every lie shall fall, but the truth will stand always. Amen. Everything going to move down, but the word of God. So we're going to keep preaching the word of the Lord. So I hope that you guys will take heed to what the Lord is saying about your monies. Do not tie your monies up into those banks. Wells Fargo. Let me talk about them. Wells Fargo, I know my time is up, but Wells Fargo, if you bank with them, shut it down. Get you a credit union. Go to the smaller credit union, smaller, no name. Don't nobody know them because they'll be the ones. They're not being operated or funded by the federal government. Maybe some credit unions are federally funded, and some are partners, that people there who are sowing, putting their money to the bank, like people who have accounts there. That's how the bank is funded. So y'all pay attention, get to a credit union, but still don't even trust all of that. Make sure that they have enough money, because I think it's the credit union it's $9 billion, and they're some $1 trillion indebted or something like that. But don't quote me on it, but I know it's around those figures. But we'll talk more about it. So listen, you guys, I love you all on tonight. This it has been real with Keeping It Real with Dr. Apostle Sylvia Hunter. Until next Tuesday night, you guys be blessed. Shalom.
Shalom.